This recording, Louisiana 1B, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
Well, I was born in New Orleans. I have half Creole side, as we say in New Orleans, which is French and black mixture. And on the other side, I have some Puerto Rican. In New Orleans, it's Creole is the most dominant culture, as they say. The society is segregated by blacks, then Creoles, then whites. So Creoles is supposedly the dominant black culture because they speak French. They are more related closely to the Eurocentric perspective. Growing up as a Creole was quite interesting. The old school philosophy from Creoles is that if you're Creole, you can't go. If you're black, you can't go in a Creole's house because right on the wall they have these brown paper bags. If you're darker than a brown paper bag, you can't come in. You can go to the back door and talk to whoever you want from the back door, but you can't come in. Didn't really grow up too much with that with my own parents, but with my family members who were older, that was very much the case. And I found out this really started in my family with my great-grandmother, Noesca Dejean. And like a lot of Creoles in New Orleans, she spoke no English. She was all Creole or French. And it was very much, if you were darker than this, then you couldn't pass. I personally am a little darker than a paper bag, but they make exceptions because my hair is a certain texture and my family background. They know who my parents are and they know what family I come from. So they know that I have enough Creole in me to pass. So that's the way it is in New Orleans. And a lot of people think that that's gone, but actually it's just more hidden. They don't say it out loud anymore. You don't see the brown paper bag so much. Instead, what you might see is the door frame is painted a certain color, and it's not as blatant as it was before.